Everybody's aware where commodity markets are right now, and no matter what commodity that you're selling, what grain that you're selling, or cotton, or whatever it may be, you said never sell more than 20% at a time. Why is that?
Well, because this market is so volatile. I don't pretend, and I don't think anyone else knows exactly where this market is going. And so, you know, you'll never be wrong, big wrong, on 20% of a crop if the market keeps going up. You could be wrong big if you did 50% of a crop, you know, on a price. So I want to spread my risk in here. I like to say, okay, if I sell 20% here, it's the worst price I get all year. I'm going to have a great year. But I don't want to be in a position where I sell 60% of my crop here, then the market goes up a lot more, because that is more damaging.
You said cotton was a runaway freight train. Okay, explain that one.
Well, I mean, it's a market that's moving almost limit moves every day one way or another. And, you know, there's no real reason for it. I mean, there's no old crop cotton left, which is why this thing is running away. And it's just, at what point do the speculators want to walk away from it? And when they walk away from it, then it'll go down just as fast as it went up. But it's, you got markets moving 300 to 600 points a day. That's a freight train.
For these cotton growers, though, around here, you did make one comment, and I watched a lot of them really perk up when you said it. You said you felt it was going to go down, it's going to happen in the next 3 weeks.
Well, I do. I think this thing will be in a blow-off top here within the next 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, and about the time we're, you know, getting in the field to plant it, I mean, you know, typically a lot of your markets will bottom and or top, you know, just before or right after either planting or harvest. I mean, those planting and harvest are major turning points all the time, and we're getting right close to it right now. So I think we're close.
Taking a look at all the markets, crude is one of the staples that we've been watching, and it's really taken a drop, hasn't it?
It's taken a huge drop in just the last 7 trading days, and I don't think the public is aware of it. We've dropped about 8% in value here in the last 7 days, and it's a very heavily influenced speculative market right now, and the speculators are running for the door. And I think that's the concerning factor in all markets right now. If they're running for the door in crude oil, when are they going to run for the door in all these others as well?
For the individual grower out there, they need to be watching that market just as closely as their own.
Oh, they do, because that's the heaviest weight in all these investment funds and the index funds. And so if crude oil goes down, they're going to have no choice but to sell these other commodities. So it's been the guiding force in these markets for the last 3 years.
Richard, a great talk. I guess bottom line, what's your final word for these guys here?
Well, I mean, you've got an opportunity to lock in the best financial year you've ever had in your life in these three markets, corn, beans, and cotton. And, you know, just don't look at it. I mean, do something about it. I mean, you know, God doesn't always give you these kind of good opportunities all the time. And it doesn't do any good to watch it go up and watch it go down. Think, wasn't that fun? Take advantage of it when it's here.